Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, the skies are mostly clear across Israel. In Tel Aviv, it's a bright and sunny day, perfect for being outdoors. Jerusalem is seeing similar weather, with a gentle breeze. In Haifa, the day starts with mild temperatures and plenty of sunshine. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports on the Lebanon dilemma. Will fighting resume on two fronts amid Hezbollah concerns? The Trump-imposed ceasefire in Lebanon has left Israel uneasy. Also, Walla reports from earlier this hour that Defense Minister Katz launched a threat during the ceasefire, stating that Qasem will pay with his head. Also this hour, Forward notes that at soldiers' graves, the rows keep growing. Israel's Memorial Day is shaped by new loss. Separately, Israel Hayom shares that Aroma employees barbecued at a branch on Memorial Day, sparking disbelief. And finally, JNS reports that the IDF eliminated two Hamas terrorists in central Gaza strikes a short time ago. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ynet News shared just minutes ago a story of two reservists, friends for 20 years, who were wounded in Lebanon and are hospitalized side by side. Prime Minister Netanyahu, in a post from earlier today, emphasized the heroism and sacrifice remembered on Remembrance Day. Meanwhile, I24News_EN noted that IDF soldiers of the 91st Division raised the Israeli flag in Mais El Jabal in southern Lebanon on Israel's Memorial Day. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the situation in Lebanon, Ynet highlights the ongoing concerns about a potential flare-up. The Trump-era ceasefire holds, but tensions simmer with Hezbollah. The public in Israel calls for decisive action, yet the IDF maintains restraint. The region remains on edge, watching for any developments. Turning to Defense Minister Katz's remarks. As covered by Walla, he made a bold statement at a ceremony on Mount Herzl. Katz targeted Qasem, emphasizing disarming Hezbollah as the ultimate goal. This rhetoric underscores the high stakes in the ongoing regional power dynamics. Meanwhile, on Israel's Memorial Day, as reported by Forward, the impact of recent conflicts is deeply felt. New losses are keenly marked, with more graves added at Mount Herzl. This somber reality casts a shadow over national commemorations. Separately, the incident at an Aroma branch, noted by Israel Hayom, raised eyebrows. Employees barbecued during Memorial Day, leading to a public outcry. Aroma has since apologized, but the event highlights sensitivities on such a solemn day. Finally, JNS reports that in central Gaza, the IDF struck, targeting two Hamas operatives. The military stated these individuals posed immediate threats. The strike comes as tensions remain high in the region, affecting civilian lives and regional stability. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that Israel's AIR aims to bring aviation into the consumer era. The company is making strides with innovative software updates, drawing comparisons to Tesla's approach. Separately, Walla Business details the billion-dollar battle between Israel and Turkey. Both countries vie for a significant contract to defend Japan, marking a crucial point in defense technology competition. And finally, Ynet Business highlights Israel's push for bioconvergence as the next economic frontier. With government backing, significant investments target research and infrastructure in this emerging field. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 12 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.